Hi. What's God been speaking to you about today? That's one of the most valuable questions you can ask your disciples. Why? Because it has two effects. One is that it teaches your disciples that you expect them to hear God. The other is it gives the disciple the chance to tell you what God has been speaking to him so that you can receive revelation from God through your disciple, just as your disciple will receive revelation from God through you. Every healthy relationship in the body of Christ, every joint has blood flowing both ways through the joint and nerve signals flowing both ways through the joint. The joints working properly is where the body is built up in love. So, be comfortable listening to your disciple and asking him, what's God been speaking to you? And listen with an expectation that he will have actually heard God. Encourage him when you receive revelation from him, to know that he is speaking revelation that came from the very heart of God, and it is affecting you. So what else will we teach our disciples in the context of this discipleship relationship? They hear God. Well, one of the important things that I think you'll discover is to teach them about three things that are identified in the New Testament as making something else void. Jesus gives us the first one. Jesus said, the traditions of men make void the commandments of God. Okay. God's instructions that he's passing out to us are made void when we become ensnared in following the traditions of men. So for example, in the whole world of churchianity, we have meeting after meeting after meeting, Sunday morning meetings, Sunday evening meetings, Wednesday night meetings. And in meeting after meeting after meeting, it almost always works the same. We gather together and we watch someone stand up in front and tell us what songs to sing. Someone else stands up front and tells us what to do with our money. And someone else stands up and tells us what God's word is for the day. But the Bible says, what then, brothers, when you come together, each one brings. What's happened? God's given us instructions for what should happen when we get together, and we've made those instructions void by the traditions of how we hold church meetings. The traditions of men make void the commandments of God. Paul shares another one with us. It's basically the whole book of Galatians, where he teaches us that trying to please God by following rules makes void the power of grace and imposes on us the obligation to follow all the rules without exception. So, well, let me ask you, do you think that praying to God is a good thing to do? Well, of course it is, sure. Do you think that reading your Bible is a good thing to do? Well, of course it is. It's very helpful. Do you think that having kind of a quiet time set aside each day when you can listen to Jesus is a good thing to do? Oh, sure it is. Now, what happens if the preacher stands up on Sunday morning and says, if you want to please God, you need to read your Bible and pray and have a quiet time with Jesus every single morning. And I want you to go out and do that this week. So, what happens? You wake up on Monday morning, you remember that exhortation from the preacher, so you crawl sleepily out of your bed and you grab your Bible and you go and you read a little bit and you pray a little bit and you're quiet a little bit, and then you get ready and you go to work. Come Tuesday morning, you wake up in the middle of the night because the kids are crying. You get up and you take care of the kids and you stagger back to bed and you fall asleep and you don't wake up until the third time after you've hit the snooze alarm and you're late for work and you jump out of bed and you race off with your clothes half on to get to work on time. And late in the day, you suddenly remember you were supposed to read your Bible today and you feel terrible about it. But you say, oh God, I'll do it tomorrow. So come Wednesday morning, you wake up feeling guilty and you get that Bible out and you read it and you hardly understand anything from it except that you feel really bad that you didn't read it yesterday. And you pray, but your prayers are all about, oh God, forgive me that I'm such a louse that I didn't really read the Bible yesterday. And you have a quiet time, and all you hear in your quiet time is what a terrible person you are that you failed God yesterday. And come Thursday morning, you wake up, and you're running late already. So you quick grab your Bible and read one verse, and you say, oh God, help me through this day. And you have your quiet time sitting on the bus while you're riding to work. And Friday, you forget about it completely. Saturday, you forget about it completely. And Sunday morning, you walk in and you just are loaded down with guilt because you know that the simple thing the preacher asked you to do last Sunday, you didn't do, and therefore God is really, really unhappy with you. And you know what? It's all a lie. It's all a lie. God's just as pleased with you as he was at the beginning of the week. He loves you and is happy that you are his. It's not about following rules. In fact, he goes so wildly about it's not about following rules that he tells you all things are lawful for you. Reading the Bible is lawful, not reading the Bible is lawful. Praying is lawful, not praying is lawful. Having a quiet time is lawful, not having a quiet time is lawful. You're not under a law. Everything's lawful. You're under grace. But when you try to follow rules in order to please God, you always end up moving yourself out from under grace. The third one is also from Paul in Corinthians. He says that words of human wisdom and words of human understanding make void the power of the cross. Oh, come on now, Paul, wait a minute. Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago, and his death on the cross was completely effective to forgive my sin. You can't tell me that any kind of human words today can void that power. And that's because you're thinking of the wrong cross. The cross that Jesus is talking about and Paul is talking about is the cross that you take up every single day. If any man would come after me, let him take up his cross daily and follow me. Well, what is that cross? That cross is the instrument of your personal death. But all words of human wisdom and human understanding are always about protecting yourself. Protect number one. And every bit of human wisdom revolves around self-centered protection. When you protect yourself, you make void the power of your own cross. But when you choose to die to yourself, then Jesus can live through you and resurrection life can flow from you into other people. So teach your disciples and remember for yourself. Traditions of men, following rules, words of human wisdom, they all make void something that you really need. The instructions of God, the power of grace, and the power of your cross. You're the loved one. You're not the robot under the rules. You're the loved Son of God, and you are special. I love you, and I remain His, thus yours.